2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Degenovic.
All right, here we go.
A new conversation on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM at 1160 AM.
The top story of the day. The pit bull attack of an 8-year-old girl in Utah County.
Time for the standout. The standout on Dave and Degenovic.
Springville mom now charged with child abuse. She's accused of repeatedly, at least twice, letting a pit bull back into her home, even though it bit her daughter twice. Excuse me. It bit her daughter twice, and she let it back in the home.
Should I be surprised it's a pit bull? Am I going to get all the hate mail from the pit bull owners now? Why is it always a pit bull, folks?
It's not always.
99% of the time, it's a pit bull.
That's simply not true. That's not accurate. We actually have the data on that. We're going to tell you how often it is a pit bull. But Dave brings up a good point. Oftentimes when we talk about this, it's a pit bull. Let's get more now from KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
This girl had to get 27 stitches on her cheek, chin, and around her eye. She has permanent damage to her tear ducts. And Springville police say it was the second time the dog had bit the girl on the face. Charges say the mother, Kayla Price, insisted on bringing the pit bull back into her home, even though the dog had bitten other children in the past.
How do you insist on bringing the pit bull back into the home?
You surprised she was given a choice?
Oh, yes, probably that's as shocking to me as anything.
I'm not really clear if police knew about
the first bite.
But the dog was still in the home, bit her a second time. The second incident happened June 13th, according to the court documents, Dave. June 13th.
4 months ago.
Just charged a day and a half ago.
Yeah. I'm not only concerned about this case, but how often do we just dismiss dogs biting and we never report it? I mean, dog bites happen at an outrageous clip. And we don't even talk about it. We're just fine with it. We're already shocked. I mean, we have the numbers. The numbers out there, 4.7 million dog bites occur each year. How many do you think go unreported?
That's across the U.S. That's not just in Utah.
Yeah.
It feels like sometimes it's hundreds in Utah because we seem to be talking about this a lot on this show.
Yeah.
What should happen to the dog and what did happen to the dog? I put in a text early this morning to the Utah County Attorney's Office, which is prosecuting this mom for child abuse, asking them what happened to the pit bull because we don't know from the court record what happened to the pit bull. And they said they can't talk about the case because it's an ongoing matter. I also wanted to know what happened to the child. Is the child still with this mother? Again, they can't talk about the case because it's an ongoing matter. And then finally, I wanted to know what took so long to bring these criminal charges of child abuse against this mom. And again, they can't talk about the case. It's been 4 months, but they still aren't able to talk about the case right now. We're going to continue, of course, to follow those developments because I think those are important questions to ask. But in the meantime, we asked our listeners, apparently the phone lines are working again, 801-575-7668, what do you think should happen to the dog?
I don't agree. The animal doesn't need to be put down. Why should the animal be put down? Why do we always punish the animal? The human directed the animal to do this deed. The animal followed its direction. So the woman should be punished. The mother should be punished. Not the dog. The dog only doing what it's told to do. You should know better than to let a child put its face in the face of a dog that close to be bitten in the first place. The mother deliberately set this up. She's the one to be punished.
I don't know if she deliberately set it up. I mean, I'm not ready to go there. And this idea that never put your face next to a dog, like that's something that we should know. Have you ever seen the internet? It is basically videos of people with their face right next to their dog as they're giving each other kisses and they're snuggling up to each other. This I don't buy that, oh, well, if they just knew how to take care of a dog. Now, does that play a role, the way you raise the dog? No question. If you are an abusive owner, you can't be surprised if you have an aggressive dog. I understand that, but the fact is, snuggling up to a dog face-to-face is totally normal.
Listen, on the Utah Community Credit Union text line, Dave says, this stems from people caring more about the family dog than the kids. Do we care more about the dog than the kids? Is this case really an example of that? We don't have all the details. We don't know the background here. I pulled the court record this morning, and there's, you know, two pages of a very, you know, broad case. There's a lot that we don't know. I don't know that what this mom's motive was, but that's why I wanted to ask law enforcement, what happened to this child and what happened to this dog? You know, I've said it a million times, if I've said it once, if it were my dog, Riley would go meet its maker. Go meet his maker. I just couldn't handle that, knowing that my dog had attacked somebody, bitten a child's face. And then what I'm going to do, bring Riley back in the home and then try to retrain him. I think that I just couldn't live with that and that fear that he would do it again. And that is what happened, according to cops, in this case. It's happened twice to the same child. And let me just reiterate, it's happened twice to the same child on her face both times, according to police.
That is a pattern of behavior. And what happens is we're so afraid to draw a line, I think. We're almost putting on the same level a dog's life and a child's life. It feels sometimes that we don't care about the safety of children. We just care about the dog, and the dog didn't mean to do it. This is the problem with ownership of an animal. You can't interview a dog. You don't know what's going through their head. You don't know if they're sick. You don't know if there is some sort of issue or past life trauma that happened. You don't know what happens. So, unfortunately, you have to err on the side of safety. And since there is no puppy prison or puppy rehabilitation center, then what do we do? Well, you got to err on the side of the child. And unfortunately, certain dogs and some dogs have to be put down.
Remember just about a week and a half ago, we were talking about another case involving a dog bite in Utah County, where the dogs were allowed to go back to the owner. And when we talked to the Utah County Sheriff's Office about why in the world would the dogs be allowed to go back to the owner, the sergeant said it was because there was no track record on file regarding other reports of these dogs being aggressive. But yet when they responded to this little girl being attacked, many people came out of their homes and said, oh, these dogs have been coming after a lot of us, but they didn't have anything on file. And so through thick and thin and other information, they returned the dogs to their owners. And so it seems to me the tendency there would be lean in the direction of giving the dogs back to the owners. And in this case, we don't know what happened to the pit bull. We do know this. There's a little girl, an 8-year-old little girl, who got severely bitten by the family pet. The pet was allowed to come back in the home, and the pit bull has bitten her now twice. It's a tragedy for this child. A story we're going to continue to follow. Okay, this is my favorite time of the week. We're giving away $1,000. We're giving away $1,000. Thank you so much, Zions Bank. Next, we're working our way towards our $1,000 emergency fund, helping one listener today infuse theirs in a big way. You got to listen to the segment to win. We're talking about how much allowance we should pay our kids.
Stick around. That $1,000 savings account coming up next on the Dave and Dujanovic Show on KSL News Radio.
Dave and Dujanovic. Later today, Jeff Kaplan reports on the news.
An overnight rescue mission on the Great Salt Lake.
And he talks about the news.
Tragedy was averted in the dead of night.
3 to 7 on KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.